my first name is Chisa. Last name is Onani Wu.
Okay.
Chisa.
And you won a state championship last year at Westfield. So what's it like to win a national championship your first year at Baylor in college?
Wow. I don't even know where to start. I know what it takes to get to a championship. Just hard work. And I know that I got a lot of encouragement from my teammates. And I push them in practice every time I have and every opportunity we get. They did a real good job out there. And, you know, from the beginning of the season, we made it our goal to win the national championship, win the Big 12 championship. Hey, we got it done. And now we can just finally celebrate. And this is just a great honor to the team and coaching staff. And I know Coach been working so hard, and she's been getting on us and trying to get us to stay focused. And we finally finished the job, and I'm so excited for my teammates. And back-to-back two champions, it feels great. And we're just going to work hard to get here again next year.
Now, Chisa, you played a pretty important role last year at Westfield. Was it tough for you this year to not play that much at Baylor your first year?
Well, definitely. I think for every freshman, it's tough. Just learning the program, being away from home, not having your family to support you as much. It was really hard preseason to, you know, get it going and getting used to my teammates, getting the difference of, a different style of play. You know, being a starter last year and playing a very important role for my high school team and coming here and sitting on the bench, it was hard. It was very hard for me, but throughout the season, I got support from my teammates and my coach, and I just accepted my role. You know, I finally accepted my role, and once I finally accepted my role, I think it made it easier for me and just easier for everyone else. You know, I push my teammates. I love every one of them. They all work hard, and I do look forward to getting on the court more next year. But, you know, if it all doesn't come out well, I still keep doing what I'm doing, working hard and cheering my team on.
And what was it like when you had the ball when the clock ran off? What was that like?
That felt so good. First of all, you know, I had a couple of teammates trying to get the ball from me, like, hey, let me get that. I want to touch the ball. You know, wow, that was like the greatest moment of my life, just stepping on the court and touching the ball. And I just wanted to hold on to the ball forever. But I had to celebrate with my team. And like I said, I look forward to coming back here next year. And it was just a great opportunity that we all have been given.
Now, considering Sunday's games were, you know, close, you guys came back and they came back to win their game. Did you ever think that you guys were winning a blowout tonight?
Did I ever think what?
Yeah, winning a blowout.
I never thought. Just seeing the game last night when it played Tennessee, as a matter of fact, Tennessee was losing by, I think, maybe 20 points at a point in time. And, you know, we were up by, I think, maybe 15 or 10. And, you know, we just had to keep our composure because we know what they did. They came back and won against Tennessee the night before. So we just had to keep our composure and not let them get their momentum, keep it going, and just stop it. You know, when they had a couple of runs, you know, just put it to a stop. I never thought that we went by, you know, 21. I think it was 22 points that we won by. It feels great, and, you know, we worked hard, and, you know, someone has to come out with the win, and we just took the win.
Talk about playing with, you know, teammates like Emily Neiman and Sophia Young and Stephanie Blackman. What's it like being with them all year?
Well, let me say, where should I start? Emily Neiman. I played with her this past, well, two summers ago. She was on my AAU team, and she's such a great player. She's my serious role model, and I look to her for everything, and she works so hard. She's the first one on the court and the last one off the court. She's always shooting, and me and her do extra shooting off the court, and I really look up to her, and her love for the game is just tremendous. And I think she just spreads it to the whole team. And Sophia and Stephanie, they work together so much. They're basically our leaders, and they really care for us, the younger ones, and they take care of us, and they take control of the game. And we look up to them. Everyone on the team looks up to them, you know, for to get our momentum going and to lead us. And it's just a great opportunity to get to play with Stephanie Blackman and Chelsea Whitaker, and that's their last year. And, you know, I just wish them the best of luck wherever they go or in their future.
Now, you guys are losing a few seniors, but, you know, you got a team, a lot of folks coming back next year, and some folks from around Houston and Texas coming in as freshmen. So can you guys do it again next year?
Well, we're going to lose Chelsea and Stephanie, but I think that just being here is just, you know, it's going to be in everybody's mind. You know what it, we know what it takes to get here, and we're just going to have to work extra hard next summer. We have a couple of posts coming in, some freshman posts coming in. We'll get them ready, and we have so many guards, you know. You can rotate guards. We're all quick, and there's something individual that each and every one of us can do, and we just have to work hard in the offseason, and I think definitely we're going to have another chance next year. If we'll just keep our team chemistry together and just keep bonding and keep doing what we do, we'll definitely be here again next year.
And one last thing, you know, well, two more things.
Right.
Now, playing at Westfield, why did you pick Baylor? What was great about Baylor? Yeah.
All right. That's a good question. Well, I love the Big 12. The Big 12 is the most competitive, I think the most competitive conference. And, you know, I didn't want to stay too far away from home. And I went to my visit for Baylor. Baylor was my very first visit. And I came here and I loved it. My coach, my teammates, I could just tell that this is where I fit in. And the coach, I love Coach Mulkey's intensity. And she's real aggressive. And then she plays like she's actually out there playing. And she loves the game. And I just felt like this was a decision to make. And I'm here.
And last thing, anything you want to say to your girls from Westfield?
For sure. Wow. Well, everybody from Westfield, I know when we signed, we had our day that we all signed. And when I signed to Baylor, I never knew that I would be signing to the national championship team. And all my other teammates, I seen them on TV. And I just want to tell them they're doing all a good job. And I did this for them. We're here for them. And to keep working hard in the future. And they have a very bright future. We all have, you know, 3, maybe 4 years next to get on the court. And I just want to wish them all good luck. And I love them. And I just did it over again.
Thank you, Chisa.